what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Back on Drive 10 Sports, KOAO, 107.3 FM and 7.50 AM. While the majority of the spring sports season is complete, we still have one sport that will wrap up this weekend. Track and field, and both Carbon and Emory will be well represented at the 3A state tournament as they travel to BYU in Provo. Joining us right now to talk a bit about that, we have Carbon High School track and field coach Jimmy Jukes. Coach, it's always a pleasure to get you on the show. I definitely appreciate the time again today. Thank you.
No, thanks for having me on, Jordan. It's always great to be on and talk about a great group of kids that we've got that are representing Carbon High.
Yeah, and look, they were phenomenal at the regionals as well. I know that Riker Childs was the only one that came away with a region championship, but at the same time, you guys did enough, Coach, not only in the regional meet, but throughout the season to qualify 28 kids as you head into the state championship meet. I mean, that's a pretty good number.
Yeah, it's a huge number for us to have that many kids going. It just shows how hard these kids have worked throughout the year and the dedication they put in, and just shows that we did really well at region as well, getting people qualified in individual events as well as relays.
Coach, we'll start by talking about Riker Childs. And again, we got to talk to Riker earlier on. Last week, actually, we chatted with him, and you can get that interview at KOALITV.com or just like KOALITV on Facebook, and you can watch the interview with Riker. His performance at region, and I know, again, as I'm mentioning, he was the only region champ, but in talking to some of the other kids, there was a lot of team camaraderie. They were proud of Riker. I mean, it wasn't as if, yeah, I know, he was the only one. We didn't know. No, they were really proud of Riker. That's what I gauged from talking to some of the kids.
Right. You know, Riker is such an interesting kid because he kind of keeps to himself. He's quiet. And but, man, the kid works hard. And he has just come on. The last 3 weeks of the track season, he has just lowered his times in the hurdles and just showed effort beyond belief. And a lot of the kids have really seen that in him. It's kind of a quiet leadership quality that he's got. And when you get a kid that can do that, be that way, it's fun to watch them progress, and the kids kind of gravitate to it. And that's kind of what's happened with him, is he's kind of become the silent leader. You know, he's only a sophomore, and he's got the upside on Riker is huge, and I think he's going to go even faster.
As far as the expectations for this team, Coach, based off of region, I mean, did region affect it at all? I guess that's what I'm going to say. The expectations that the kids have for themselves or even you have for this team going into state?
No, I think going through region, the kids performed above where we thought they would in a lot of aspects. We had kids that placed in areas that we knew were going to be a battle. I know we had girls long jump with a little bit of a battle. We managed to, Emma Christensen had a great jump there. Megan Sweezy had a great jump in there to get them into points. Emma Christensen started to come on in the high jump at the right time, starting to put it all together. She took third, finally jumped 5 feet this year. And looks to be right where we want. I mean, the kids have just progressed, and I think we've really been trying to tailor it where we have them peak right here at the end of the year, and I think you see that happening. Our distance program is the same way. They're all peaking at the right time. And so we really exceeded expectations as far as getting kids to state and performance and stuff. It's always nice when you can win a region title as a team and stuff. We've won almost everything else that we can under the sun besides that. But that'll come, you know, and it might be next year or the year after before we finally get one of those. But, I mean, I'm proud of this team and what they've done. And like I said, they've won about everything else under the sun. So it's been good.
You know, you mentioned the girls and you mentioned some of the individual performers. Coach, you have some phenomenal athletes that have fared quite well, I know, throughout not only recently but the entire season. I mean, if we go back to the beginning of the year, the girls' team, they were on fire there. I can't remember what the streak was. It was 4 or 5 meets, right, they had won consecutively.
Right. You know, this girls team is, they came out of the gate, you know, and they've won, I think we've won 4 or 5 meets this season, plus the Eastern Utah Championship that we have the trophy for on the girls' side. The girls have just come out. They performed above and beyond what I expect. And, you know, this team just continues to get better. The young kids that come in our program always surprise me. The veterans have stepped up as well. You know, Megan Swayze has been big for us this year. You know, Jody Noyes is a senior in that throws has been good for us. And you look across the board and the young talent we have on this program, it's going to be that much better. You know, you get the Lindy Mowers, you get the, you know, Peyton Thomases, the Tacey Tapias, You get some of these, you know, Amity Elliott. There's a number of girls that just step up and help us out from week to week, and you never know what girl it's going to be from week to week that's going to do something well for us.
And one of the things that shocks me about these, I shouldn't say shocks me, but one of the things that stands out, rather, Coach, the maturity of these freshmen when you talk to them. I mean, they don't come across as freshmen.
No, they don't. That's the thing that's incredible is you talk to, like, Lindy, and she expects that she's going to be this top sprinter in the state right now, you know, as a freshman. And she talks about how she needs to work harder. When she doesn't win, she's disappointed, and she wants to work harder at getting better at what she does. And a lot of times you forget how young these kids are. You know, you get Haley Prescott is another one of those that she's disappointed when she doesn't do well, and because she expects to win, you know. It's a lot of fun when you get some of these freshmen that they come in with that attitude of, you know, I'm not a freshman. I'm here to contribute now, and they do on a week-to-week basis.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Jim Jukes of the Carbon Dino Track and Field Squad. Coach, the week of state, what do you do here? I mean, I know some of the kids, when I was talking to them, they said that they have a couple of days of rest. But, I mean, for a coach, how do you manage rest with making sure the kids are ready to go as well? I'm sure that's probably kind of a fine line.
Well, it's kind of a trick question too. Different coaches have different philosophies, and my philosophy has always been resting kids and getting their muscle to recover is going to get them to peak. And some coaches are like, let's work hard. And I kind of let my individual coaches kind of work out what they're going to do and how much they're going to do with the athletes. I'm not one of those head coaches that likes to micromanage. I'll kind of, you know, give it up. But I will also give my two cents when I think a certain athlete may need rest. I'll pull them out of workouts and say, hey, you know what, this one I think we need to sit. You know, and so the rest is, it's really managing. You want to rest kids, but you also don't want to have injuries. You know, we've got a couple injuries on the team that we really need to have heal before state, and I don't know that we're going to. Or I think we're going to have a couple kids that may be pushing through a little bit of nagging stuff, sickness, stuff like that. But, you know, this couple weeks before region is, or before state is, or this week before state is just getting these kids mentally prepared more than anything. Physically, they're ready. I think the mental aspect of it and getting them ready to go is what's more important.
Across the board, Coach, in every sport, we're seeing analytics play such a major factor. Do you use analytics at all in track and field? And if so, how does that relate to the state championship meet?
Oh, yeah, the analytics are huge. I mean, everything's digital now, and so even from analyzing an athlete's gait and how they run to different techniques and how to get more pop and jumps, all that kind of stuff we factor in throughout the year. But when it comes to figuring out what kids you place where, it's important. You look at, like, a Grace Broadbear, for instance, who's been amazing for us. We have her in five events. She can only compete in four. So we have to go through and look at the analytics of the meet and decide what events is best for us as a team. But not just that, I talk to Grace and ask her which events she wants to do, because she's earned the right to kind of have a say in that. There's a few that where we may be convincing her that she needs to do because she can place in them. And that's the thing, is if you don't want, like, for instance, it makes no sense to run Grace in a 3200 race if she's not going to place. If we know for a fact that she's not in the top in that, then we might pull her out of that. The instance is that's not the case. She's looking like her and Emma are they're a two-headed beast in those distance events. And running them both in the 32 and 16 makes a lot of sense, because they fed on each other. They ran amazing races the last little bit. And it's a lot of fun to watch those two work together. It's like team running with those two, and it's fun to watch.
Coach, you and I have talked a lot about the field events throughout the year as well, and it seems like that's kind of where Carbon has really improved. At least that's what it, if memory serves me right, over the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. The expectations for the field events and some of the kids that have performed so well, especially on the boys' side. I mean, you guys have had some solid performance in those field events. Tell me about the expectations there for both the boys and the girls heading into state.
Yeah, the field events are huge because they're places where people don't really anticipate points, because they're really hard to factor, because you got to go in and they can swing quite a bit. You could have a kid come out that's a 20-foot jumper that only jumps 18 feet, or you could have an 18-foot jumper that all of a sudden decides to jump 20 feet, or a shot putter, or vice versa. And so in the throws, our girls have gotten a lot better in the throws. We got two shot putters that are great with Harley and Jody, and they both come out, they can throw well. Harley's throwing, she's coming off of a knee injury. She's looking more healthy now. She's going to throw further at state than she did at region just because she's healthier. You know, you look at Mariana in the javelin and how far she's come. You know, she's right up there in the top three And I think she's got more in her, and we've talked throughout the week of where she's at. And that's stuff we haven't had in the past. And to have throwers be able to step up and do well. And then our long jumpers and high jumpers, we have a whole slew of them. We got four in both of those events, or three, I mean, three high jumpers and four long jumpers. And any one of those girls could step up, and or all four of them could even be in the top. You just don't know until it plays out because it's so tight. On the boys' side, you got Banaski, that's throwing the javelin, amazing. And then you have, in the long jump, you got Carson Frame and Jalen Dennis that are jumping phenomenal for us. And so it's nice when you can expect points. And the fun thing is we have kids in almost every event at state. And I don't remember the last time where we've been that way across the board.
All right, Coach, last question before I let you go. What does Thursday night look like for the team? I know what it looks like for you, but as far as the athletes go, what do you have them do? What's the final advice you give them the night before the meet?
The night before the meet, we usually tell them to eat pretty good. We do just light jogging on the track and then maybe a few starts for the kids. Just try to keep them up and get them ready. The biggest thing is just having them mentally ready. You know, mental in sports is such a huge thing. You know, you've seen that with in like golf with Tiger Woods, or you've seen that with basketball teams or with football teams. If you're not mentally ready to go, it shows, and it shows big time. The bad thing in track is if an athlete's not mentally ready, it's going to show on the track, and it's going to show them particularly. It's not like you can hide it inside a team when you have an athlete that's not ready. And so we always talk to kids about being upbeat. I talk to my coaches. Everything we want to do is positive stuff. We don't ever want to do anything that negatively impacts the team. And so the day before, we're all about positivity, trying to get things going. Megan Swayze has started a thing on the team called Positivity 2019, and she's all the kids going with it. They write it on their hands. But the whole point beyond that is that nobody says anything negative. You know, you jump in a race, if you're ready to go, you're ready to go, and you're always upbeat. And it seems like it's kind of caught on through the team, and it's really kind of that's kind of been our little bit of a thing that's kept us going.
Coach Jukes, once again, on the Carbondano Track and Field Team. Coach, it is always a pleasure to get you on the show. Best of luck as you guys head to the state championship this weekend, and I look forward, hopefully we can catch up again next week to recap it.
Oh, that sounds great. Thanks, Jordan, for having me on. Appreciate it.
Again, Carbon High School will join Emory at the 3A State Championship meet. It's going down Friday and Saturday in Provo at BYU, and we'll continue to bring you updates as soon as those become available. We've got a break for just a moment, but we do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.